Community Radio. And Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've got the boys from the Brentwood Gazette in.
Hello, girls. Girls. How are we doing?
Wasn't fun.
You sure about that?
I'm sure.
Hang on, we don't think your mic's working. Say something. Go la la la.
Can you hear me?
Bit of singing.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Bit of singing. Go on. Do
it. Not singing anything.
Singing, singing. No, we're nothing. Have a try. Have to go with that microphone.
Is it knackered?
Yeah, that one seems to be all right. Get your head. Come on, get around that one.
That's it, go on, we'll have a...
Yeah, mate.
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
That's it, all right, that's it. Oh, that's it. Come on.
Yeah?
Come on, that's it. Come on, come in, have a cuddle.
Get comfy.
Let's get comfy. Right, these are the boys from the Brentwood Gazette.
Professional to the end.
Now, I want to talk to you about... You've got an automated garage turning up.
Along those lines, yeah.
It seems absolutely ridiculous. But everybody, Tesco's, Sainsbury's, they all seem to be doing these automated things where they don't even have to have any staff.
Billericay and Wickford reporter Guy can explain all. He's written the story.
What's going on, Guy? Come on.
Basically, robots are taking over Billericay. But, yeah. It's a fully automated garage, plans for it. Car wash, garage, valet service.
Obviously,
there's no one there.
Obviously, there's not going to be anyone there at all.
No one there, just people watching on cameras, making sure that they're not being naughty or anything.
This seems so ridiculous, doesn't it? It's just, mind you, we said that before the Tesco's and Sainsbury's started putting in the self-service things, and they must save so much money on staff that it doesn't matter about the odd idiot lifting something out of the shop. So, obviously they can't do anything else other than car wash, water, a hose to wash your car down with, and petrol. They can't do anything like the drinks or anything, can they?
No, they can't do the drinks or anything, but I think it just serves a purpose. I mean, I was saying to you before that if you go into a petrol station, sometimes you find yourself queuing up behind someone doing the weekly shop.
And that does irritate me.
Yeah, it irritates me as well. So I welcome this. It's the first one in the UK, apparently. So taking a leaf out of the rest of Europe's book. With Sweden, they've got about 58% of theirs.
Really?
Already automatically manned.
And it's working in Sweden,
yeah,
isn't it?
A lot of things work in Sweden. So
oh, my word.
We're copying them.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Exciting. So it's good. I mean, I presume you have to put equipment. They're not going to take money, are they?
There's no cash. So I think that's just sort of deter any sort of wrongful acts going on and sort of trying to nick money or anything. So it's all credit cards, debit cards anyway, and all done on site. Just fill up, go away.
I tell you what, I don't know if you're the same as me, Alan and Guy, but I don't like this. There's something inside me going, I understand how this can be good and everyone else is going to get served quicker and things are going to happen better and this is the way forward, but I'm going, I don't like it. I don't know whether it's just changed or...
I get it. I can see where they're coming from. And it's obviously, like Guy said, it's been tried and tested on the continent. But I can't help but think Billericay just isn't quite the right place to do the first one exactly like it's in the UK. Some bizarre place to have done it, really.
I like seeing a few people in a little shop there.
Yeah, and fitting with the demographics of Billericay, I imagine quite a lot of people living there do as well.
I don't know what it is. Is it just because my subconscious have been trained and that's the way I'm supposed to see these things?
I suppose it's almost similar in pattern to having sort of shops on the high street and then eBay comes along and online shopping. People are just impatient now, want to get their things done and carry on with their lives.
Well, it does seem to be the way, that's the way all shops are going. Mm. Either automated, completely automated, or you'll just have no shops at all in a high street,
yeah,
apart from food and drink and cinemas. And then, everyone's going to buy everything online. I mean, I get 90% of my products online. Even the weekly food shop is online.
It's like the self-service checkout at Sainsbury's. I know my dad's scared of doing it because it's sort of not a trustworthy method. But, I think it's just the way things are going, to be honest. And with this being the first one, there's definitely going to be a lot more of them. And, it's just...
I think there'll be... I mean, that must be saving a fortune on staff.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
My brother, when he goes into a self-service checkout, I'm not using that. No, come on, Tom, come on. No, I'm not having it. I want a woman sitting there going, beep.
I want my money's worth.
Then again, I'd rather that he goes and does that than be one of those customers who thinks, oh, right, there's a queue for the checkouts. Let's use self-service, and then doesn't understand self-service and blocks the whole thing up.
Oh, like, I've seen a few of them before now.
You see them him regularly, don't you? Yeah. Clog the whole thing up, and they're no longer quick serve. They're just chaos reigning.
Stand around for an hour.
Yeah, whilst the poor cashier has to try and weigh the bananas separately. put the oranges in a separate bag and all the palaver that goes with that.
It's always something like onions, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They haven't put the onions in the right bag, or they've picked up a loose onion that's meant to be part of a multi-pack, or the blueberries are falling out of the packet. I don't know. They've picked up the best things.
Well, let's see how it goes then, I suppose. You know, it's just...
He hasn't got planning permission yet. It's applied for permission, this says. It's not a dead cert going ahead, I think. Councillors, Billericay Town Councillors, are very keen to hear from people, to hear what they think, whether they think it's a good idea, bad idea.
Yeah.
Or they use it as much as anything else. I think we had a few points raised about maybe it's not quite the right location, it's a busy area, it's near Waitrose car park, particularly at the weekends when every man and their dog are trying to go shopping in Billericay. Do we need this petrol station there? Because even though people are paying themselves and not needing any assistance, they still need to pull in and out of the forecourt, and fears it could get gridlocked, could get really busy. But no, we'll see what happens with it. Billericay Town Council, I don't think, have had their say on it yet, have they?
No, they haven't. But the positive someone came out with as well was to give the BP garage some competition, because that's the only place there. And there's a guy quoted in the story, runs a taxi company, and he said it's cheaper to go over to Basildon and get his fuel sometimes because it's just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's too expensive at BP, so hopefully this will give it some competition.
Oh, my word. That says something, because that's a fair old drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you use a lot... I was doing nearly £100 worth of diesel a week. And if you save 5p a litre, adds up to a lot of money.
Adds up, doesn't it?
Over a month, it adds up to quite a lot of money. Well, we'll see how it goes then.
Petrol wars in Billericay, hey?
Yeah, petrol wars. Also, I know you're going to want to talk about the glass ruins.
Oh, yes, the glass ruins.
The glass ruins.
Interesting story. Brentwood one now. We're moving over from Billericay over onto Brentwood. I think it will interest quite a lot of people. It's something that Brentwood Borough Council leader Barry Aspinall has put forwards as something he's been looking into, and he says he's wanted to do it for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And it's based around one of Brentwood's town centre high street centrepieces, the Chapel Ruins, which I think everyone knows. Everyone's heard of the Chapel Ruins.
Yeah.
Majority of people know where they are. I'd say fewer people know the history behind them, and
I don't know any history at all behind them.
It used to be a church there many years ago.
Oh, right, yes.
So there used to be the outside the Bay Tree Centre opposite.
That's right, yeah.
They wore stones on that.
W.H. Smith.
On that court. Yeah, outside the post office, W.H. Smith.
Yeah.
And Barry Aspinall has got... It's a really good idea. I'm quite a big fan of it, to be honest. I think it would be really good if it went ahead. Rather than do any work to this site, as in knocking it down, because you can't do that, given it's how important it is, it's got the same protection level as Stonehenge.
Oh, really?
I didn't know
that.
So you can't do anything with it, but there's nothing. There's no reason really why you can't essentially put a temporary structure on top of it. So what Barry said, he's looking into the idea of glassing the top of it, really, so you can encase it and actually use the inside of it for something useful. And he's suggesting it's a possibility it could be used for maybe a tea and cake shop inside, which will have a 360 views, really, of Bay Tree Centre High Street, looking down the high street one way, looking down the high street the other way. And possibly even weddings and that sort of thing inside it.
Well, so that's quite interesting. I like the sound of that.
I think it's a great idea. I like it. It sounds fantastic. It would just put something. It would just put to use an area that is obviously historically really important. But so far, it's just sat there, really, isn't it? It does seem
like a bit of a spare space, to be honest with you. There's nothing.
You can't get rid of it because of what it is. But at the same time, there's so many restrictions on what you can do with it.
Yeah.
Maybe this could be a bit of a solution that really does push it forwards and turn it into the iconic centrepiece of Brentwood that it really could be.
I'm up for that.
Yeah.
I'm up for that.
Yeah.
That would definitely be very good.
Benefit everyone in that part of the town centre, I think.
It's like there was a rumour a while ago they were going to move Stonehenge ruins into the visitors' park there.
Really?
And you should have seen the uproar.
It's not going to go down well, is it?
People, no one's going to swallow that, are they? We're going to move Stonehenge, we're going to dig it up, and we're going to move the stones over. No, you ain't, actually. No, you ain't.
Not happening.
It's like moving the pyramids. What's that about? You couldn't do that.
Put me William Hunt away. That would solve that problem.
definitely give people something to look at as I went down there.
Well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Increased footfall.
Right, boys, same time next week.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
a couple of other bits to add.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Do you want to meet Guy? If you want to meet Guy, what's Guy doing tomorrow morning?
Oh, were you out and about?
Yeah, I'll be at the co-op in Wickford from 10 till 12, so...
Oh.
If anyone wants to come along, give me a story, give me an earful, if they want to have a whinge at me.
Gain your shop.
Yeah. Meeting and greeting, collecting business cards, handing out business cards, selling the newspaper, generally looking lovely and collecting information.
Buying some smalls.
Probably.
You're buying your smalls.
And if, but if you're in Brentwood, if you want to come meet a reporter in Brentwood, we'll have one of our guys be down at the Media Hub at Cafe Nero between 10 and 12 tomorrow, and then in the afternoon on Thursday. So likewise, you want a coffee, got a story, come say hello.
Well, that's all right, isn't it? Get a piece of cake, coffee.
No, I didn't say anything about cake. I didn't say anything about cake, coffee.
He'll have cake. You know he'll have cake.
Who knows?
He'll be buying cake. You know he will. Not for everybody, just for himself, obviously.
Depends how good the story is. If you come in the front page for next week, we'll definitely buy you cake.
Gentlemen, always fantastic to talk to you.
Likewise.
And I'll see you the same time next week, yeah?
Nice one.
Thank
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.